Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it goes for the win! The three-pointer!
As the tournament rolls on, Dukes and Bell have all the action covered.
Live from Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
Wow, it's March. I'm in shock.
Stop on by or tune in as the guys get you set.
As the final teams do battle for the championship.
It's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell talking the NCAA tournament and all things Atlanta sports live.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
But wait, Carl, is it parts unknown? We believe perhaps Las Vegas, Nevada.
It is our man Rob Tribble in for Carl today on Dukes and Bell. The extra B means back off because there could be some heat. Tribble has been subdued so far, but as
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I just know the wheels are going to come off at some point between now and 7.
So you think the lampshade's going to all of a sudden arrive on my head and I will
start getting some of those ice-cold Hey Man Ales live here at the Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. This hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Hey, man, we were driving up here. Traffic was, as usual, a nightmare. Man, it almost feels like when we get into daylight saving, out of more people on the road going down to Florida or coming back. But, man, just the connector and up this neck of the woods, just six lanes and not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. Tractor trailers left and right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, shout out to Jack. He drives for, what the hell? God, I was going to say, it's one of the trucking companies. Stuck in traffic in the connector today. Had the top down. Van Halen blasting. And I hear, look up. Hey, man.
So an Old Dominion guy? Yes, is that who he is, maybe?
Two weeks ago, was a guy driving Estes. But I forget. I'll think of it. But anyway, thanks to Jack. He's a big loyal listener. And he drives all over the state of Georgia listening to 92.9 The Game. So a couple of things before we get to the Blitz. We were talking, a lot of guys hitting us up on the text line about Philadelphia. Some guys saying that they've been to Philly for sporting events. Some guys, as dumb as I was, to go to the 2017 divisional round of the playoffs, which was, to this day, you know, that was tough. It was tough. I mean, and my wife the whole time in my ear, contract year. Contract year. In other words, don't swing. Don't get arrested. Don't do anything.
Right.
And it was just miserable. But a lot of guys saying that they were up there and have been there before. And, yes, Ron, who lives in Ackworth, said he was up there for the Braves-Phillies in the playoffs. And he says, yeah, he goes, it's one thing to, you know, he said, as he wrote, as a visiting fan, he goes, I'm not going to get in somebody's face. It's like my thing. When I go as a visitor, like when I was in New Orleans, I was, for the last game of the season, I'm wearing my Falcon gear. I'm respectful. Say hi to everybody. You know, you're going to get some ball busting.
Right.
My buddy, he's a Saints fan, grew up in New Orleans. So we're hanging out. But when we score a touchdown, I'm not going to turn around and go, yeah!
Fish, man.
You know, get him a body bag, Johnny. You know, I'm not going to, you know. That's not how I roll. It was common sense. You know, if we score a touchdown, I might go, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, fist pump or something.
Did you see where shots were fired from one of our former cohorts, Hugh Douglas, called Snitker Soft?
Oh, there you go.
He's up there in Philly today.
I mean, Hugh's got to deal with it. And our good friend John Kincaid, like, I used to argue with this at my old station years ago about Johnny. When you have nothing to live for, your sports becomes the extension of your personality.
When you're a loser in life.
Correct.
Everything about you is based on the fortunes of your potential.
Right. Or as my father would say, Philadelphia, that stuff you step in on your way to D.C. Hey, let's hit an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Hey, man, the blitz is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out today at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We were just talking about the draft. Do you think we're going to see four quarterbacks go in those first four picks?
I don't know. It's We'll think about the
So that would mean somebody trading up to four with Arizona and drafting a QB.
It's amazing how what you think about the guy at Michigan. What's his name? Michigan quarterback.
J.J. McCarthy.
Thank you. Everybody thinks, he's a second rounder. All of a sudden, he's emerged.
Right.
He's budding for at least one of those top three, four guys. I can see it. What is it, about 11 or 12 teams need quarterbacks?
Correct. So, and there's a lot of mock draft. That goes back to our conversation about Fields. And guys wouldn't even kick the tires on that for a sixth or fifth rounder. No one need a quarterback, which is kind of all you need to know about what the marketplace thinks. The other idea I've seen on a lot of mock drafts is the Vikings, who acquired an extra first-rounder with leverage, to move up to the Chargers at 5. Chargers would drop to 11. And so you'd have quarterback, Marvin Harrison Jr., and then J.J. McCarthy, and then whatever the Giants do at 6. Unless the Giants try to move up to the Chargers. Or to the unless the Giants are playing loose and fast, because they're stuck contractually to Daniel Jones, but no one sees that as a long term.
No, they do not see that as a long term. And what about the Cowboys? They lose their best lineman. It's just a mess out there. Dak's got some accusations against them.
That's money. A money grab until I hear otherwise.
Until I hear, I believe the same thing,
right.
Tim.
But the Cowboys, more importantly, have got no money. They've got no coin. And the window, I look at the Cowboys the way we look at the Buffalo Bills. Here's your window.
It's really shrinking massively, sure.
Mm. The draft itself, where we go at 8, I still think we're going to go edge rush. I think we're going to talk a mean game about some other things, maybe to get some leverage for somebody to trade up, maybe somebody who covers one of those wide receivers.
Well, not the way the game is played, though.
I'd love
all
to
your
trade
GMs.
Down, right.
They'll just throw information out there, misinformation, just to gum up the works.
I would love to trade down. Maybe, I don't know how far down you want it. That gets riskier the further you go down. But
yeah. The
idea that if you could trade to 11 and get Jared Verse and pick up an extra second or third rounder.
What is success of teams that move down compared to moving up?
To me, we need a starting. This is just to me this season, because with Kirk Cousins, you got 2, maybe 3 years to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
You got to have impact. We used to joke around about Arthur Blank's message to Dimitroff and Quinn. Remember saying, "I need 3 starters, you nitwits." Super hipster. Sergeant Slogan. Bang your heads together until something useful falls out. Get me 3 starters.
Not the super hipster.
So we and Thomas
the by soy the way, latte.
He came on the show a few weeks back. It was very we kind of mended fences. So it's, yeah. So I apologize for once again calling him super hipster. But it's certainly much similar to 16. There was a sense of we got to nail the draft. We got Alex Mack. We need 3 starters on defense. Can we get a starting edge, a starting corner in this draft? If so, then you're good to go.
Got just enough out of Vic Beasley to get to a Super Bowl that you should have won.
Right.
And then we found out he didn't really care about playing football.
Right.
He was happy to get his big payday and go off into the rural areas of Georgia and live and thrive.
Yeah. Look, he's a nice guy. It's just a damn shame. It's just, you know, you have these God-given abilities, but sometimes the fire in the belly's not there, right?
So what's fundamental needs? You need a corner, an edge rusher, linebacking core, right?
Correct. We got linebackers, man. We got guys. That's set. Because we actually have competition between two dudes that are best friends and roommates, Nate Landman and Troy Andersen.
That's right.
And Landman may actually edge out Andersen for the gig.
He might, because Troy Andersen was out most of the year last year.
Correct.
Even though his athleticism and freakish size are tantalizing, hasn't really bore any fruit as yet.
Right. Some headlines here with their NFL Blitz. DJ Moore, in an interview with Chicago paper, says might be a race to 1,000 yards with Keenan Allen. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, go get a slot guy. Now, all of a sudden, Caleb Williams transitioned to the pro football world. It's a hell of a lot easier. Well, and if you throw in a big time, maybe augmenting their running back position as well.
Well, they're going to need a running game. What helped Matt Ryan get going in the NFL? Michael Turner. Uh-huh. That helped him kind of ease into everything, and then he became what he became.
Exactly right, man. The teams that made moves, you mentioned the Cowboys. Dolphins lost Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Dolphins lost the defense. They lost some pieces. And I'm not 100% sold they're going to be as good as they were. And last year, their offense kind of went dried up the last few weeks.
Do the Dolphins kind of are they kind of built in the image of their coach in some sort of way? You see how he is, not necessarily hard-nosed. Is that transfer to the postseason?
Coach Brah.
Yeah. But when you have that hard-nosed coach, that gives you that grit going into the postseason because the team incorporates the identity of a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They
brought back Emmanuel Ogba. They signed some pieces, Chase Edmonds, Cedric Wilson, but they lost more than they put in, to me. They more came out of the tank than went in the
tank.
Because Christian Wilkins is a rock star. He goes to the Raiders. Now you got Max Crosby and him together. That's pretty exciting.
That's who's their quarterback? Gardner Minshew, too.
For now.
There's
some talk that they could be in the mix for Bo Nix, Michael Penix, anybody else. And maybe the Raiders try to move up and do something.
I love how just so emphatically convinced people are when they evaluate the quarterbacks, just talking about fans. Oh, he's trash. He's going to be this. We don't know. More than half end up being bust. It is the most scrutinized position in all of sports, psychologically, physiologically. Right. They go back and talk to their kindergarten teachers, and they still get it wrong most of the time. What do you think that is? Is it maybe you can have all the physical abilities in the world, but you've heard of the notion of fast twitch muscles. I think it comes down, some guys just have that fast twitch processing muscle. And the guys that are physically gifted, they just don't quite have it. They can have a career somewhat, but your elite ones have that fast twitch processing muscle.
The one guy which I think is confounding, and we had Matt Sims. We're finding that Matt Sims is much more likable than Chris Sims as far as the sons of Phil Sims. But Matt gave us a great analysis. He was saying, he goes, from the people he talks around the league, teams either love or really hate Drake May. And they talk about, you know, he was a late bloomer from his high school starts. He has more starts than Trubisky, but still not a lot of starts.
Right.
And then you say that much like this, but even though it's Trubisky was a different system and a different coach because Mac wasn't there at the time, people are still saying the same things. Oh, the size and the prototypical.
Josh Allen type size and athleticism.
Give me a break. I don't see it. I'll take Jaden Daniels had 57 touchdowns, 7 picks, and he was a one-man gang on a team with no defense last year against the best defense in the country.
It's just so hard to quantify. People are so absolute in their opinions of it. I just don't know.
Oh, and look, we – you know, in about a year from now, we'll be sitting here at the bar saying, yeah, I really like, you know, Jaden Daniels. Boy, he's a turnover machine. Damn guy's head came off in that game against you hope that's
and
not
Russell Wilson went down, and look at Justin Fields coming in, leading them to the conference finals.
And wouldn't that be the greatest damn story in the world?
Yeah.
And hopefully the best career arc for him to get back to being viable. But it's the bottom line is 50% of these guys are going to crap out in the first
round. It's a little bit more.
Yeah, it's 50. Pro Football Talk had it was 53.6 in the last 15 years.
And if you miss on that, well, that means your GM and your coach are getting fired. If you miss on that, chances are.
Hey, one more nugget. In this division, do you still feel we are the best team? Because even before we picked up Kirk Cousins, we were like the lowest odds to win the division. The Bucs, now they bring back Baker. They got Mike Evans. They're able to keep much of their defense in place. So, I mean, the Bucs should hypothetically be right there with us for this division, but a lot of people love us to win with the addition of Kirk Cousins because now we've got a reliable delivery system.
We are totally. On paper right now, we are, right?
Drake London's got to feel like he's died and going to heaven or it's Christmas every day compared to what he's been dealing with.
I think Kyle Pitts does, actually. Look how he thrived under Matt Ryan. There's been diminishing returns. Now he has another grown-up to throw him the ball. I think Kyle Pitts might be the happiest guy. Right. What's going to happen with the number situation, though? Is he going to give up number 8?
No, he didn't. That's a done deal. Cousins going to 18. And then there was always the problem that you got to buy up those 100,008 jerseys in the NFL warehouse.
Right.
So, he's sticking with it. Hey, Rob Tribble is in for Carl Dukes. We'll come back. When's the last time the Falcons took an outstanding defender, a Pro Bowl defender, a difference-making defender in the first round?
The Nixon White House.
I would say maybe Deion Sanders. It's all on the way.
Well, that's the Reagan White House.
It's Dukes and Bell with Trib. We're live here, guys. Watching the tournament, Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. Man, Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Watching the tournament action. Pretty funny moment as Rob Tribble's filling in for Carl Dukes during the commercial break. Our servers were changing over. So, Anaja She closes us out. Lovely lady. We've worked with her before as our server.
And in comes then Elizabeth.
Elizabeth comes in, and I said, wow, it's like Charlie's Angels, and I'm Bosley. And Rob goes, they don't get that reference because they're like early 20s. Yeah. And I said, the reboot with the one with Demi Moore?
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. And then I said, yeah, when we were kids, it was obviously Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and
Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd took over for Farrah Fawcett, yep. Right? Right? I want to say
yes,
that.
She did. Yes, she did.
Kate Jackson. Anyway,
Kate Jackson.
And I was explaining, I said, and I, so I said to Anaj, I said, it was back when we were kids, the TV stopped at 13. And her eyes glazed over, like, what in the hell are you talking about? Yes. When Charlie's Angels was
and then
thing,
she tased you.
Yes, then she tased me. So, yes, the TV stopped at 13. It was a thing.
I always found something to watch, though.
Right. And when you watch March Madness, you'd have one channel. There was no longer – you don't get four channels of March Madness on True TV, CBS, TBS, all that stuff, right? Remember back in the day?
Man, all the things, yeah.
Hey, man, got our first upset of the day. Duquesne, and I took this one. I actually had this. A couple of our buddies had it, too. They take out BYU. Down go the Cougars.
Now they forgot to wear their magic underwear today, didn't they?
Good Mormon reference, yes. So BYU takes it in the shorts. First upset of the day. I did have Duquesne. For those who don't know, smaller school, like very, very exclusive school. Smarty Pants School in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, evil alumni, though. Michael Hayden, the former director of the CIA, used to work there. We know the CIA is the most evil,
institution. Mike, you went to Duquesne? Planet. You got in? Okay, so Duquesne was his safety school.
His safety school.
Nice. Right. Smart. But no, Duquesne is a nice upset. So I'm in, you're in, and BYU is out. We'll keep you up to speed on more of the tournament action as it plays out. Creighton, I've got these guys going all the way to the Final Four. That's my upset.
A lot of people love the Creighton Blue Jays.
They beat you. They're the team that beat UConn. That's the one where, if you remember, it was Hurley, Coach Hurley's the winners, and some fans like, yeah, in the face. He's like, oh, blank, you're blank. This is in Omaha. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of back and forth between Creighton Blue Jays fans and the UConn Huskies. So we'll see. And there's a nice cold Hey Man delivered to us. Drinking here. That's Rob's, by the way. I'm the designated driver today, so Rob's going to get fired up. 27.6
Oh, not on air. Moderation, my
degrees
friend.
Of ice cold goodness.
Now,
here
pills you don't really necessarily know.
But. Exactly right. Follow your doctor's orders. Hey, by the way, just real quick, speaking of UConn, Dave Portnoy, who's, of course, made a gazillion bucks in Barstool, he's got $600,000 on UConn to win it all.
That's couch money for him.
I know. He's made a fortune. Like, not everybody's cup of tea, but his hustle has been strong. Plus 360, so that's basically you bet 100 to win 360. So just take that with 600,000 in the mix. So he would win 2.16 million if the aforementioned Dan Hurley's UConn Huskies.
What does Barkley or Phil Mickelson have riding on this? You're famous. Or Otani? How much does Otani have
Otani's
on this?
Interpreter. More on that coming up next segment. The biggest story in Major League Baseball, which is kind of crazy. Hey man, all right. When's the last time the Falcons had an impact player? Would you consider Vic Beasley impactful in the sense?
He absolutely
he
was.
Helped you get to
it didn't last long, but he right. was.
Right. So I mean, we look at it big picture. It didn't pan out, but he had a year of 15 and a half, a year of 8 sacks.
And that's year you go to the Super Bowl. He's a big part of that.
But so that's still part of what we've just been talking about, which is
John Abraham was not drafted.
He was traded. It was a trade with the Jets. Yep. But that's what we're talking about. Can we get two or three guys like Debo Samuel? Like who's the safety that year?
Oh, that was. I can tell you what happened on this day in 1982 off the top of my head, but I can't tell you that.
I got it. That's why we have the interweb. Yeah. I'm getting to it right now. But no, we remember we always joke around. Carl asked him about his health, and he got all upset with us on the radio. It was kind of funny a couple years ago. It was like we joke around that Carl ran him out of town. It was Keanu Neal went first.
Yeah.
That was the year, and we always talk about, speaking of which, we're talking about edge rush. That was the year that draft, all we did was talk about the linebackers.
Yeah.
And we actually went safety first, as you always should. And then it was Keanu Neal at linebacker.
Except they're in college.
Austin Hooper went third, who later contributed, eventually a California Cool split. And then Devondre Campbell, who was really good.
He was really good, and then he wasn't.
No, but he was still good enough. We couldn't keep him because we had to keep moving Matt's money, and Julio wanted a raise after two seasons.
Wasn't there kind of diminishing returns on him before he left town, though?
No, he was still pretty strong. There was the 18-year, had a number of injuries.
Yeah.
But to me, Devondre Campbell and Foye Luik, and those are guys that you draft and you keep. Those are late-round steals that you develop into your system that you're supposed to hold on to. But we couldn't because we had no loot especially
well, that's because we're in salary cap hell. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to give you the number one defensive pick. So right now, as we go back a couple of seasons, the number one guy, just based on a year later, he had 15 and a half sacks, got you to the Super Bowl, Vic Beasley. So as much as you said, he's maligned. 2013 took Desmond Trufant.
Mm-hmm.
Trufant missed the half of the season. We go to the Super Bowl. And they picked on, who was it? It was, I want to say, Jalen Collins.
Yes.
They started picking on him in the Super Bowl in that second half.
In that second half, yes, they did, yeah.
But, and then the big argument, I was against giving Desmond Trufant the contract extension. But it's very similar to where
well,
we were.
Well, he was good, but you didn't want to pay that much for him.
But it's similar to where the A.J. Terrell thing is now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
A yeah, bit? It's like, has there been kind of he was being really built up. Now we're kind of seeing, well,
right.
Maybe not quite as good as we thought, but still damn
right.
Good.
Sean Weatherspoon, when he was healthy, nice piece.
Yes.
Sean Weatherspoon was our first-round pick. He was picks 19 in 2010. One of the worst Dimitrov picks, Parade Jerry.
Oh, boy.
2009, out of football like three and a half, 4 years later.
Oh.
That's tough, man. Here's one. God, this is tough. Rich McKay's worst pick. Jamal Anderson.
Oh, boy.
The defensive lineman.
Yes, not the running back. Oh.
That was a combine darling. That was a guy that hadn't ever played football. He was like a junior in high school. Remember that? This is tough.
Underwear Olympian, yeah.
D'Angelo Hall, 2004. I think you could argue Vic Beasley, D'Angelo Hall are the two best defenders. So now we're going back 20 years.
Got to go back 20 years.
And D'Hall was good for a number of years.
He was pretty good, yeah. Ran his mouth too much, and he thought more highly of himself than he probably should have as a player, but he's still pretty good.
Never seen a guy get two unsportsmanlike back-to-back against Steve Smith. Remember Steve Smith invited him to dinner, and then next day he's in his kitchen, and he basically gets him. That was the day that Chris Winkie ran the single wing to beat us. Remember that game?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Hey, here's the best. I've just given you two. The best defensive player – arguably, that we've drafted in the last 25 years, Patrick Kearney.
Yeah.
Drafted by Dan Reeves, 1999. So we don't do this very often. 98, it was Keith Brooking, who had a number of Pro Bowl years. And
the pile jumper.
Keith, listen, Rob said that. I didn't say that. Keith is a good guy. I will give him credit. He does laugh at himself. A couple of years ago, some guy, we were talking about who should be in the Hall of Fame, and I said that Jesse Tuggle should be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesse played for the Bears or the Giants, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And this guy called in. He goes, what about Keith Brooking? I said, the only way he goes to Canton is by going 575. And he thought that was funny. He beat me up. But Keith Brooking, but he was a Pro Bowler. Multiple solid years.
And he was good here.
Quality piece. So
loved him at Tech, of course.
So Dan Reeves was the last, because Dan Reeves' general manager was Richardson, but he was the guy that did all that.
He did all things. Yeah.
But Reeves was the personnel evaluator.
Dan tended to fall in love with drafting that tight end in the first round, too.
But guys, we just given you four guys in 26 seasons.
26 seasons.
That had impact. And one guy you guys still think it was maybe a punchline to a joke in Vic Beasley, fair or unfairly. So I'm going to take it further back. Michael Booker. Devin Bush.
Wow.
Lincoln Kennedy, that's an offensive tackle.
Yep.
Bob Whitfield was offense. Bruce Pickens, wow. Man, no wonder Falcon
Bruce
fans.
Pickens.
No wonder Falcon fans never had back-to-back winning seasons.
Man.
You got to go back to 1989, Deion Sanders, fifth overall.
Still to this day, I remember WSB down there at the airport, all the stations down there at the airport, when he got off the plane to come to Atlanta, he had the Jerry Curl, he had the leather and all the – all the chains on. I love it.
1988, number one pick, one of the greatest busts in NFL draft history, Andre Bruce.
Oh, boy.
Was the vibe when that guy got drafted? What was the perception? Man, it was a different
world. We were all excited.
No internet. Atlanta's a smaller market.
Went to Auburn. Great program. SEC. Blah. Nope. 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 Mm. And nope. Nope. Nope.
Let's see here.
Then he became a punchline less than 2 years later.
Tony Casillas in 86, better at obviously
had his best years with the
Dallas,
Cowboys, won
right?
a couple of rings, right?
Yeah, man.
He was good.
Mike Pitts, defensive tackle.
He was on that line with Goldberg, I think.
Right. Bobby Butler, good
Bobby,
guy.
Bobby Butler played for the Falcons like 13 years.
Bobby's a good dude. But again, guys, we've just given you eight guys, and now we're getting into like the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Go back to Tommy Nobis now, right?
It really is. So what's the moral of the story? We don't really draft defensive players well in this organization in the first round. So let's not monkey around. But here's the question. Do the Falcons evaluate Dallas Turner and Jared Verse as the eighth best athlete on that draft board? So they're going to – if somebody else, if a Harrison, if a corner, if a Joe Alt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mind offensive line just because you got
to
protect
Kirk
Cousins.
Oh, I tell you, you never should have mind that, especially if you know that guy's going to pan out.
But do you think they have those guys evaluated as highly as the mock drafts out there do?
I have no idea. You have no idea. I mean, you give me five – general manager, you might have three or four different opinions based on whoever that is.
So some of the best Falcon defensive players, I mean, Jesse Tuggle was an undrafted free agent out of Valdosta State. You know, so it is interesting. There's more than one way to get there, but when we do it in the first round, we usually suck. So we'll see. And our general manager is gone offense.
Well, to Thomas's credit, he drafted later rounds quite well.
Yes, he did. Thomas always found, look, one of my things.
Found the diamonds in the rough.
Whenever you go back and look at, like, skill position guys, he never had a problem finding guys that could run the football or catch the football in the middle rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like the argument we got to do yesterday with the audience, which got off the rails about like a mandate on Julio, which was not my intention, was the philosophy in 11.
Anytime you mention Julio, though, they come after you with torches.
But a draft full of defensive linemen, and our feeling was there's only two good wide receivers. We got to move up and get somebody for Roddy. Yeah. So Roddy needed help, and there was a guy named John Abraham that needed help, and they went wide receiver. And both guys, J.J. Watt, who went 11th, you could have moved up to 11, but they never evaluated the edge rush as important.
Well, would we have won as many games we did
we'll never know.
Without Julio? We'll never know.
Right on. Hey, guys, coming up next, what happens when your interpreter, your good personal friend, embezzles $4.5 million of your hard-earned money to pay off gambling debts?
No, he stole it, right?
And you initially say, yeah, I paid it, and then you say, I didn't pay for that. It's up next. It is Dukes and Bell with our man Rob Tribble filling in for Carl today as we're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. This hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. If you give a shout out to my little man over there at the table, the nicest, sweetest little person you will ever meet, Rob. And you know me, I don't like children per se, but this kid is just awesome. He was here last week. He's a big Falcons, big Braves, big Hawks, big everything sports fan. He's got an encyclopedia-like knowledge. How old is he now? 8 years old. And maybe later we'll put him on the air because this kid is just, he'll blow you away. Big, big Falcons fan. He was here last time we were at Twin Peaks.
Can we take the rest of the afternoon off and belly up?
Yes. And you know me. Normally with kids, I get the kid out. He's the greatest. You know me. I like animals more than people.
A lot of people do feel that way.
I know. By the way, today on his morning rounds, my situation, my dog, I guess the phrase is my dog is a pimp because now it's like there's five lady dogs I have to visit as we make our appointed rounds around the neighborhood. There's a boxer. There's a Doberman pitcher.
So Ike's disappointed that BYU lost as well.
Yeah, there's a golden doodle. Yeah, but I mean, I put the picture of it, Mike Bell, ATL. So literally, Ike, he'll go up. I'll let him off the leash, and he sprints up to the front door of my friend Kirby's house. He's retired FAA guy. A lot of aviation-related people on the south side. And Ike will sit there and bang on the door with his paw. And then Gracie, his dog buddy, comes out. They run around, you know, get some treats. On to the next house.
On to the next one.
You know, and then it's like, all right, Zoe going to come out. Zoe going to play. So, yeah, Ike's just living his best dog life.
He hit the lottery when you adopted him,
right? Yeah, I tell
him
that all the time, man. You ain't lying. Again, the only thing with Ike, and I will say this, I know there's a lot of people out there that are animal lovers, and it is awkward sometimes when you go to the dog park and we meet some great people, and it's like, yeah, this is so-and-so, and she was found in a puppy mill and was left for dead.
Oh, you get the horrible story.
Or this story was under an underpass, or this dog was found living in a dishwasher box. How'd you find your dog? I'm like, spent some money to breed her in Marietta.
Like the worst of the worst
I'm
of those
the worst,
people, too.
I'm the worst.
Oh,
yes,
you're terrible.
Yes, I spent money for my dog, but my dog is awesome. And I love all, you know me, I love animals, love critters. It's just, at the time, couldn't find what I was looking for at the local shelters, man. You know? I mean, everything was basically a giant pair of fangs and a killing machine on four legs. I just wasn't at that time ready for that.
With profound trauma from being abused.
But
too,
again,
right?
But you can always go to the local. I know Fulton County does a great job. Cab, Cobb, Gwinnett. And, of course, you know, the ASPCA. Thank you. But, yeah.
It's easier with cats. They just show up due to the cat distribution system,
true,
right?
That is true. Hey, man. Now, the big story today. We were just talking to one of our listeners at the bar about this, and he goes, what's the story with Shohei Ohtani? Here's the thing. If this was the NFL or the NBA, this would be a story that would have legs for, like, weeks, if not months. But it's baseball. And the thing
I know, but it's baseball's premier talent,
though. But here's the deal. Baseball does such a poor job of promoting its premier talent. You put them on at 5 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
You know, 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast for two games in Seoul, Korea, only to then bring those teams back to Arizona to play more
sports. But by the
training.
Same token, though, if you want to go with that frame of thinking, think about that. The performance enhancers were much more horrible for baseball. But then NFL, you're like, so what?
Nobody gives. I don't think the average fan doesn't care about a guy taking a PED.
No.
The NFL, the average life of a player is 3.5 years. So if you can take something to keep you on the field, keep you moving, I don't think anybody cares because you're going up against
upset
other
about it. I've never gotten upset about
we,
it.
We're friends with Rodney Harrison. He used to come on the show a lot. Rodney, nobody cares. Think anybody remembers a four-game suspension for PEDs? Nobody gives a
slap on the wrist.
Correct. But in baseball, everyone gets so hung up on the record book. And look.
Yeah.
You know me. I defend Barry Bonds anytime the argument comes up because Barry Bonds was hitting home runs off of tomato cans that were staying in the show by using performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
But people don't want to talk about that. There's a bit of racism with Barry Bonds, and nobody wants to talk about Clemens or everybody else. Remember Palmeiro shaking his finger up on Capitol
Hill? Oh, yes, in Congress. Yeah, hey, get your damn hands off her.
Rafael Palmeiro, big fake tough guy. Yeah. I just don't like the fact that Barry Bonds pays for the sins of a generation. Not fair to me, in my mind.
Well, you could say what Curt Schilling does for maybe different reasons, political views,
right.
Perhaps.
But then again,
Roger Clemens performed PEDs as well. He's paying a price.
The thing with Curt Schilling is, I mean, look, you're entitled. It's a free country. You can say whatever you want. He's also gone above and beyond with some rotten comments, leaked the information about Tim Wakefield, and then doesn't show up here at Fenway. He's not going to be there opening day, and they're going to honor Tim Wakefield.
That's a good point. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I'm not even talking about his politics. He's just a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a strange cat.
I will always think the bloody sock
was
done on purpose. He got like some stage
blood.
But
I'm not saying – look, it was impressive, but don't tell me you couldn't have changed – most guys would have just changed socks, rebandaged.
No, he decided, this is my chance to become a martyr.
Right.
That's what he went for.
For those who remember the red sock and the bloody sock, the sanitary sock, blood on the ankle. But getting back to Shohei Ohtani, could you imagine if Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow or, you know, any of your favorite quarterbacks right now in the league has a guy who's an assistant, whatever the role would be, personal assistant, trainer. Number one guy, and that dude has a $4.5 million gambling bet that the quarterback pays off.
Well, let's set the stage for people who don't know. They probably just they've been working all day, and they're probably thinking, you know, what actually happened.
Lay out the timeline.
Well, at first it was presumed that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter ran up $4.25 million worth of gambling debt, and he paid it off. Now they come back and say, no, this was actually theft. They're thinking massive theft. So which one is it?
But which the thing did you – and by the way, Major League Baseball has a partnership with ESPN. And for those who wonder if ESPN has an agenda, it's not even on ESPN's headlines right now. Number one player in the sport.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
A story about a Ronda Rousey concussion. A story about a car chase. The Long Beach coach getting fired. You know, you got – let's see. Miami's coach retiring after 19 years.
Now, did you hear a couple of weeks ago?
I mean, the IOC president targeted by – these are really big stories that
ESPN's
got. Nothing on the ESPN cover page because because ESPN is the definition of the conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Got a partnership with baseball, so they squashed the story.
Here's a memo to everybody out there. All of media, all of your mainstream media is corrupt.
Yeah.
It is owned by basically BlackRock
and
Vanguard.
Right. But with ESPN – you get back to they're in league with the guys who pick the teams who play in the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, and which like, I'm not getting on my Florida State soapbox, but you just have to consider the source and the agendas that are at play. So getting back to it, you got a guy who initially says, oh, yeah, Shohei Ohtani paid off his debts. Oh, no. He stole the money
stole
from
the
my
money
bank
from
account
Shohei,
and wired it to a bookie in Southern California. If this is the NFL or the NBA, it's a huge story. Mm-hmm. But
then again, though, this did break today. Maybe it could get some legs and start. But I think you're ultimately right, though. It's not going to be. Won't even be talking about it on Friday.
The thing that baseball has going for it, it's so strange. The NFL rules. Top 50 TV shows are NFL regular season and playoffs.
Yeah. And even off season.
Right. And we dominate with the draft story. Here, we're still a week, 5 weeks away from the draft. The Major League Baseball fanship, viewership, it is so provincial. And I mean that by it's so regional. All you guys care about are the Braves. You don't give a flip about anything else.
Nope.
Here in Atlanta, though, you do care about what the Dallas Cowboys are doing.
Right.
You do care about what the 49ers
are doing. That's the difference. That's
the
fundamental
difference. I'm curious what the Steelers are going to be because these are all storylines that we follow. You know, you're passionate about your team, and that's why here on Duke's Bell, we cover the Atlanta Falcons better than anybody. We still take a look at the national stories. Hmm. But when it comes to baseball, you only care about your squad. And it's just very regional. The TV numbers are very regional. The national numbers, the All-Star game, the World Series doesn't do the numbers that compare at all with football.
So as far as your personal gambling goes, have you had a string of good years in a row?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, I had. I had a great run. I had a great run with horse racing with the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
Yeah. 14, 15, 16. I got 2 out of 3 horses right in the finish.
What was it? 2 years ago, they had that long shot win.
I didn't catch that. I didn't have
to. I almost did, but I decided not to. I almost just said, the hell with it, I'll go with him.
I've had a couple of good runs. This year with football, I think I was – I think if Chris was here. I think I finished right at 500. So not a good year with the VIG.
But see, it always regresses to the mean, yeah.
But this is about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter ripping him off after he initially said, oh, no, I paid for it. And then the Dodgers, as you said, probably said, Shohei, you can't say that. Because now you're in league, and baseball kind of has a thing about betting on.
Then they said,
sports.
Well, he didn't bet on baseball. No, I'm sorry. If you're running up that much in gambling debt, you're betting on even little league games. You're betting on everything you can possibly get your hands on because you're an addict.
But that's a story that would be huge in other sports.
Yeah.
In baseball, because for the reason we said, it ain't. Hey, guys, today is the tournament. I told you earlier it was a great story with Long Beach State. They fired their coach. They win their conference. They get in the dance. And now the Wildcats are pulling away.
Yeah, they're down 18.
So the AD said that he fired. Who's the coach again at Long Beach State?
What's his name? It's Dan Monson.
They fired Dan Monson, he said, earlier this week to motivate the players. That was come on. What are you, Joe Isuzu? This man is lying. So it's over now, though. They're up by 18 as Arizona. The upset today was Duquesne taking out BYU.
When do you think Arizona's last Final Four was?
Has Miller gone to a Final Four? Or was it got to go
2001? Would you believe that?
He's going all the way back to Coach Olson.
Yeah,
Lute Olson.
2001. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
I remember the year it was them. They got screwed in Duke in Maryland and Arizona in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
and the refs were pretty awful in that one too. Hey, we'll come back. We got some college football. Rob and I haven't worked together. Rob's filling in for Carl live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hey, Man Ale on draft. Watch all the tournament action all weekend. Tomorrow, Twin Peaks will be in Buckhead. But we come back. I want to get Rob's take on all this crazy news. Clemson suing the ACC. Is the ACC soon to go the way of the Pac-12? Are they whistling past the graveyard? And also Georgia's players in the draft. All coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.